Thank you, Chairman. We talked earlier about, well, we responded to comments on the U.S. paper and discussed some of our thoughts related to legally binding mechanisms and the broad brush of the way forward as we see it. But I wanted to talk about a few of the options we do see for institutional strengthening that could be pursued without prejudice, I think, to the question of a more ambitious goal that some envision and that we can continue to discuss. For example, in the context of Article 3, we could strengthen the convention at an institutional level by seeking to agree on a set of core principles that should guide states' parties as they develop their national systems. And indeed, as was set out in a joint working paper by the U.S. and India. And in connection with that, we could establish a voluntary fund or some other mechanism to assist countries that are seeking to update or overhaul or enhance their regulations and their processes. One of the things we know that does get in the way of trade is inefficient regulatory processes, things that take too long. And in fact, the U.S. has gone to some lengths in the last few years to try and overhaul certain aspects of its regulatory procedures, specifically with that in mind, to reduce time, reduce confusion, to make it as painless as possible for the customer. In this case, the institution. So we think there's some work that could be done there. We think there's quite a lot that could be done in terms of strengthening national implementation. One area is that we can further build out norms for implementation. What steps should countries consider taking? The treaty provisions under Article 4 are rather general. And this is indeed something I've heard stressed by implementers, particularly in much of the developing world, that this would be very helpful to them. It is my view, however, that this is best done, for the most part at least, through recommendations and best practices rather than sort of a treaty specification of a series of things one must do. And the reason for that is that we are not all the same. We have different legal and constitutional structures, different organizations of our societies, and perhaps most significantly, we are not the same size. An approach that makes sense for NIUE, our newest member, probably doesn't make sense for the United States unless that approach is so vague that it provides no clear guidance. We could also improve our understanding of the state of implementation. There was at one point an effort to create a legislative database for the BWC. VERTIC has done a large number of implementation legislative surveys. The CBMs provide only minimal information at the moment. But if it was possible to see more clearly what measures had been adopted and by whom, what models were available, what gaps perhaps existed, I think we could strengthen implementation considerably. And I think it would also give us the information we would need to be able to much more effectively assist countries that might need assistance in strengthening certain measures. So we think there's quite a bit there, and I would add to that that we see utility in implementation review or peer review processes in this area as well. This is a great way to strengthen understanding of implementation measures, but it's also a good way to identify gaps, build networks, facilitate assistance. Sir, I have similar comments on other articles. I'm not going to go on because it would run too long, but I did want to mention briefly Article 5. Our Cuban colleague earlier referenced the consultative meetings, particularly the 1997 one that was mentioned in the U.S. paper. I would say we recall the event somewhat differently, but I've been married almost 30 years, and the one thing I've learned is that when two people have a different recollection of the details of exactly how an event worked out and what it meant, it usually doesn't help to continue to talk about that at length. So I'm going to just say we have a slightly different recollection of the details, but more importantly, this too is one of the areas we think could be strengthened. We support many of the proposals made by the EU, which included looking for ways to strengthen the consultative mechanisms. We had others that were set out in a U.S. paper. Thank you very much, sir.